Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
When Al-Hasan and Al-Hussein were born, that Gabriel came down upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then told the Prophet he should name them, he should give them their kunya, he should perform an aqiqah for them. And Gabriel also tells him to shave their head bald, and also he tells him that he should circumcise them, and also he tells the Prophet Muhammad that he should pierce their ears. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد الأم المهدينا وسلم تسليما السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته My dear sister Jawahir
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته dear Abul Sadiq
Thank you for joining me
Thank you for having me here
God bless you
Thank you So I have a question which is that in one of your previous episodes you mentioned that The scholars, they've made whatever was haram for the people halal and vice versa. They've said that whatever was halal, they made it haram. Do you have any evidence for that, where this happened?
Sure, Jawahir. So in the Hebrew Bible, in Judges chapter 8, verse 24, we have a verse which is speaking about Gideon. One of the Hebrew judges. And he had just led the Israelites in a battle in which they had defeated the Midianites. And the Midianites were an Arab people. So they were descendants of the Ishmaelites, right? Or descendants of the prophet Ismail, son of Abraham, alayhi salam. They were the cousins, essentially, of the Israelites. And in that verse, Gideon demands an offering from the Israelites because they had asked him to rule over them as king. And so he says that he shall not rule over them as king, but the Lord will rule over them. Okay, but he demanded of them an offering, and that offering was an earring. Okay, and then the verse says that he demanded from them an earring, for it was a custom with the Ishmaelites that they wear earrings. Okay? So the implication here is that the army which they defeated, the Midianites, who were descendants of Ismail alayhi salam, that they had a practice or a sunnah that they were engaged in. And this practice that they were engaged in, the sunnah, was the sunnah of Ismail alayhi salam, and that is that it was custom for their men to wear earrings. Now, when we look into the narrations of Islam, we find in several books there is the story of the origin of the wearing of earrings. And it states in there that the very first person to wear an earring was Hajar alayhi salam, who was the mother of Ismail alayhi salam. And the story goes as such. It said that she became pregnant with a son from Abraham, which was Ismail. And at that time, Sarah had still not gotten pregnant. And so she became enraged with jealousy. She saw that Abraham, her husband's heart, was leaning towards Hajar. She saw also that the Lord had favored Hajar with being pregnant, after prohibiting or not granting a child to Sarah. And she made an oath. She swore that she would sever several of the limbs, three in particular, off of Hajar. Abraham, the narration states, became afraid because he was worried that she was either going to cut off the ears and the nose of Hajar, or perhaps something else, okay? And so in an attempt to not allow for the oath, the swear, which now had become binding because she swore by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to fall down and she go against it, because that would have been a great sin. And in order to prevent her from doing something which would disfigure Hajar and make her appear very ugly, he decided to make a suggestion to her. And that suggestion was that instead of cutting off her ears and her nose, that she pierce her ears. And thus, Hajar, after Sarah accepted this suggestion, became the first woman to have her ears pierced. And afterwards, she wore earrings in her ears. And that's interesting, because it was an act, the narration states, that had begun with an attempt to disfigure Hajar, but the narration states that it only increased Hajar in beauty. Okay? So there we have the origin of it. She's the very first person to have her ears pierced. It is an act that was suggested by a prophet. And so an act that is suggested by a prophet is always a good act, and it's good to emulate that act or imitate it. But it's not like circumcision, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told Abraham, you must circumcise your sons. Right? But rather it became something which is a sunnah. A prophet did it and you can imitate it, but it's not an absolute must. You don't have to. It's not a commandment. Now, the narrations from the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, they state that when Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn were born, that Gabriel came down upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he congratulated the Prophet each time one of them were born, Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn, alayhi salam. And we all know that Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn are the masters of the youth of paradise. We also know that they are two infallible imams from the 12 imams from the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salam. And they are the sons of Imam Ali, alayhi salam, but they're also considered to be the sons of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi, because all of his descendants come through these two men. When they were born, Gabriel came down and told the Prophet Muhammad, congratulations, and then told the Prophet that he should do several things now. He should name them after the seventh day. He should name them. He should give them their kunya. He should perform an aqiqah for them. And that means that you slaughter an animal in order that that whatever harm could come down or befall the newborn, instead it would befall the sacrifice. And that is also a sunnah of Abraham's, because of what happened with Ismail in the scene of the ransoming of Ismail, or the binding of Ismail, as they call it, or the binding of Isaac, but really it was Ismail. And Gabriel also tells him to shave their head bald, and also he tells him that he should circumcise them. And also he tells the Prophet Muhammad that he should pierce their ears. So the piercing of the ears of boys, the males, is a Muhammadan sunnah, and it is also in Ismail sunnah, an Abrahamic sunnah. And so the narrations also state that the Prophet would basically pierce the right ear at the bottom of the ear in this part, and he would pierce the left ear in the top part. And thus, the children from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and the males in Islam, piercing of their ears became a tradition. And this tradition was a further confirmation of the fact that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi was not establishing an innovation, but rather establishing a sunnah that was present in his great-grandfather, and that was Ismail alayhi salam, something that had taken place with him and with his mother. And there's another tradition that states that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi encouraged actually the Arabs, the Muslims, his followers, to do the same, to establish the sunnah, to pierce the ears and put earrings in the ears of the boys that were born, and to do so. The narration specifically states that you should do so in order to go against that which the Israelites do, which the Israelites would only pierce the ears of the females and not the males. And so the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi was saying that we should also pierce the males. That distinguishes us from the children of Isaac and allows us to establish another Abrahamic sunnah, which is specific to us.
Wow, that's interesting.
The scholars, however, even though they know these traditions and they have been asked about these narrations, many Muslims have asked the scholars of Islam, especially Shia Islam, should we pierce our male children? Because it is stated in these narrations that it is a sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad. And the scholars would answer and say no. Thus, they are forbidding a sunnah that the Prophet practiced on Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn. So they don't want us to imitate the Prophet nor imitate the Imams. And the reasoning that they give is something that they deduced with their, deduced with their own thinking and their own contemplation, their own ijtihad. They say that it is not permissible, according to other narrations, that we make ourselves look like females, or we make ourselves look like bad people, meaning homosexuals, or that we do something which would draw attention to ourselves by making us look weird or out of the norm in the society in which we live. And because wearing earrings for males is something that the homosexuals do in this day and age, and it's something that only females do, and most of the normal men don't do, then it's not allowed for you to do it. And thus they made haram the halal, and the lanatullah upon these scholars of misguidance who issue verdicts based on their opinion and not based upon the Muhammadan sunnah and the sunnah of the Ahl Bayt alayhim salam.
May God's curse be upon them.
God bless you, Jawahir.
Thank you.
And thank you so much.
Thank you, Abu Saldak.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.